Assalamu alaikum. Bonjour, buenos dias, bon dia, guten tag, mache, man, zakin. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourselves and your loved ones as well. It's been a while since we came away, and actually it's because we've been organizing a series of conferences. I hope you have been following us, at least I hope you have, really. I do hope you have. The past two conferences, we had one with Shift Morocco, where I spoke about leadership, and the following conference, or the next one, I spoke on finding the best version of yourself, or finding your best self. In both conferences, it was extremely thrilling and exhilarating to share with young people, actually, because I myself am young. It's been a while since I came away with a podcast too, so hopefully we aspire to be able to share this with you in the form of a podcast, and at the same time you have snippets of it on our social media platforms. Today's topic, I want to talk about breathing. Yes, breathing. You know, in most of the sportive world, or in athleticism, or even in martial arts, one of the things that is stressed upon is the art of breathing. Simply because if you do not know how to breathe, then your endurance itself is in question. So if you look at martial arts like Kung Fu, like Taekwondo, like Tai Chi, all of them teach their beginners, or teach their learners or students, how to breathe. In fact, if you study boxing legends like Muhammad Ali, like Mike Tyson, and of course Floyd Mayweather, you'd realize one of the advantages is they know when to breathe and they know how to breathe. I've been thinking about it, and it's crossed my mind a couple of times that sometimes when you're going through the hardest times of your life, what you need the most is to just breathe. Yes, you have been struggling with a few things, as have we all. We all know there is a coming recession financially. There are hard times coming. We've gone through hard times. We've gone through the pandemic. We've gone through crazy times. But honestly, if you ask me, you have to learn how to breathe. And I'll tell you why. I have found out in my practice as a personal development coach and as an English language coach, I found out that sometimes when people are stressed, when people are worried about a situation, when people are just perturbed, reminding them to breathe, slowing their pace, calming them down, seems to do the trick. Of course, it does not mean that breathing solves all the problems, but breathing helps you obtain a level of clarity. There is a story, it's an ancient one, of course, told from mouth to ear and from mouth to ear. It is said that you cannot see your reflection in a troubled water. I just like how you all thought I was going to refer to an ancient story. No, it's just the old story. I think it was even by Mufasa in The Lion King as well. You cannot see your reflection in a troubled water. The same way, you cannot find your thoughts clearly, or you cannot know exactly what to do when your thoughts are troubled. Breathing seems to be one of the things that calms your thoughts. It calms you down. If nothing at all, it helps you obtain a level of stillness, a level of calmness that you otherwise wouldn't have attained or achieved. So today I want to ask you, whenever you're going through hard times, do you take the time to breathe? Do you take the time to observe and to actually ask yourself, are my thoughts troubled? You know, we live in a world that is so fast paced. As soon as you wake up, you are on the move. For most of us, you have to wake up in the morning and get things done. Some of you, of course, have a privileged life and you can sleep in. But even you, after sleeping in, you have a fast-paced life. It is very understandable. It is very reasonable. In fact, if nothing at all, it is beyond logical that you always be on the move. Now, when I say you should breathe and you should look for a level of calmness and stillness, I'm not saying do not seek progress. Please make no mistake. I'm saying that you need to breathe, you need to calm down in order to actually pursue what you think is worth pursuing.
Think about it this way. The famous psychoanalyst Carl Jung says, no tree can reach to heaven unless its roots reach to the depth of hell. So if you want to actually climb high in life, you have to know how to retrieve yourself from society, have some calmness within you, calm down, have a level of stillness. Because if you look at it carefully, before a 100-meter sprint, the athletes are extremely calm. They're breathing, they're taking the oxygen as much as they can, just like a swimming competition. Breathing actually helps you strike harder than you otherwise would have. And so that is why I love the martial arts. I myself was a student once. And yes. And one of the things I realized is that before every major punch, you are taught to breathe in and breathe out as you punch. More like that is how we taught to punch. And you realize that the deeper the breath and the better the exhalation, the more impact you have with the punch. So breathing might seem as one of the most trivial things. By the end of the day, remember to breathe. Remember to seek stillness, which brings about clarity inside of you. I do hope this has provided some value to you. I wish you all a wonderful week ahead. Take care of yourself. Stay blessed. Cheers.